This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. The author of over 30 books, including Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. On today's program, Sleepless in America, Susan Smith-Jones with her best tips on how you can sleep like a baby. That's next.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. That's 800-331-3981.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Over the past 40 years, Americans have cut their snooze time by 1 or 2 hours a night. We now sleep less than any people in any other industrialized country. Chronic sleeping problems afflict as many as 70 million Americans, costing the nation billions in medical expenses, accidents, lost productivity, according to recent studies. Now, last year, doctors wrote a record 43 million prescriptions for sleeping pills. So what's going on? How does this deprivation affect our bodies? Our guest today, holistic health expert Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, is back with us once again for her best tips on how you can sleep like a baby. I guarantee no one will fall asleep during this program when listening to Dr. Susan. And here she is now. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program. Pleasure to have you, and I love the topic today. And she dozed off
Rick, hi. Thank you.
Dozed off during the introduction, and I certainly can understand that. So now you're awake and refreshed. How are you today? I'm looking forward to this conversation.
I'm doing great, and this is an important topic for every single person, because most people are in sleep debt. So I'm so glad that we chose this topic for today.
Well, I will be taking notes along with the rest of America as we talk about this. And let's start with what happens when we don't get enough sleep. And so many of us fall in that don't get enough sleep category. What's the adverse effect? What happens when we don't get enough?
Yes. So if you think you're alone on this, keep this in mind. 95% of Americans have suffered from a sleep disorder at some time in their lives, and 60% suffer from some persistent sleep disorders. And when you don't get enough sleep, it really takes a toll on your body, because there's nothing more restorative for the body than good sleep, and plenty of it, night after night. Lack of sleep, Rick, affects everything from causing you to gain weight to job performance to school grades, health, and family harmony. And women in particular, especially mothers, are the most sleep deprived. And who was it? It was the National Sleep Foundation. They did a poll that 25% of couples are too sleepy for sex. And it's also been shown that 6 hours of sleep nightly, and a lot of people don't even get that, is the equivalency to driving drunk in terms of your mental functions. So lack of sleep, one more point, it also undermines your body's ability to deal with stress. And one way to tell if you're getting enough shut-eye is to see if you wake at a regular time each day without an alarm. If you require a buzzer to get out of bed in the morning, you're not getting enough sleep.
So if you wake up and the NBC Nightly News is on, chances are you're suffering from a lack of sleep.
That's right.
Okay, so that's good. You said so many important things there, and we will unpack those as we go through the conversation today with Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, talking about Sleepless in America. You touched on that there, that some people think you need, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 hours, whatever. I've heard people say, I get by on 4. I'm proud of it. How much sleep do we really need each night?
Yeah, well, adults need between 7 and 8 1/4 hours of sleep at night to maximize their ability to function daily. Adolescents need 9 to 9 1/4 hours. Preschoolers need 12 hours. Toddlers, 13 hours. And babies need 14 to 18 hours of sleep every day. And often babies, you know, this is all about how to sleep like a baby. Often with babies, it's not a problem, but everyone else, it is.
Got that right there. Sleepless in America, the topic of the program today. Now, in one of Dr. Susan's latest books, Wired for High-Level Wellness, you write about the connection between weight and sleep. Fascinating. Give us a little more information on that connection.
Yeah, well, sleep affects your hormones that regulate satiety and hunger, and how efficiently you burn calories. So to put this really simply, too little sleep makes you hungry, but especially for foods that are high in calories and low in nutritional value. And these include processed junk foods, especially those made with white sugar and white flour, and fried foods like French fries and potato chips. And, you know, keep in mind that lack of sleep primes your body to hold on to all the calories you eat, even if you have a pretty healthy diet. And it basically takes away your willpower and makes you choose more unhealthy foods. So if weight is important for you, you've got to make getting good sleep non-negotiable in your healthy living lifestyle.
The book is Wired for High-Level Wellness, I just mentioned. Other new books, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, and the latest, Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. Information on all of these at Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com, and so much more on her website. But the book really goes into the topic today, as well as it does many others. Are there any recent studies to confirm that connection you just talked about between lack of sleep and packing on the pounds?
Actually, there are quite a few, but I'll give you one that's very impressive. It was done in New York City at Columbia University, and researchers found, Rick, that people who slept 6 hours a night were 23% more likely to be obese, not just overweight, than people who slept 7 to 9 hours. But those who slept 5 hours were 50% more likely, and those who slept 4 hours were 73% more likely to be obese. So if you're eager to drop a few pounds, like I just said, make getting good sleep an important part of your healthy living lifestyle. In my private practice, in my latest two books, not only do I recommend to get more sleep if you want to lose weight, but I even recommend quality sleep because I think it makes for better relationships. If everyone would just get more sleep and feel more rested, I think, Rick, that people would be more thoughtful towards one another and the dynamics of a family would run more smoothly. We'd all be in better moods and be happier, all the adults and children. And what a wonderful gift that would be to give your family, friends, business associates, and everyone in the community, in essence, our country and world, if you would just make it a priority to get good sleep every night.
You've given us a number of reasons why we need to do that. You've talked about nothing more restorative for the body than a good night's sleep, night after night after night. Tell us specifically what happens with a consistent lack of sleep night after night after night.
Yes, and good. You said consistent. I'm not talking about every once in a while you have a bad night of sleep, but this is if you're consistent with not getting good sleep. It leads to a variety of health problems, including a toxic buildup in your body. As I mentioned, easy weight gain. Well, maybe people want this. Accelerated aging, depression, irritability, impatience, low sex drive, memory loss, lethargy, relationship problems, accidents, all kinds. And at least, it's been reported, 1,500 drowsy driving fatalities each year. And as I mentioned, studies reveal that driving on only 6 hours of sleep is like driving drunk for your mental functions. And you look at cars these days, you know, they're so cozy and comfortable with cruise control. That doesn't help. But the instant you ever feel drowsy at the wheel of an automobile, when your eyelids get heavy, you've got to get off the road. And you look at, you know, people today compared to olden days, people are sleeping less now than they did a century ago. And that's thanks to electric lighting, maybe the shift to an urban industrialized economy, not to mention what? Late night TV. And
oh,
the
yes.
result, yeah, is a disruption of the basic body metabolism. And with workloads and daily stress increasing for many people, not just here, but in the UK and worldwide, sleep issues loom larger than ever for both individuals and, I believe, society.
Now, it's interesting you mentioned television. I think we both are similar in age, and I can remember the Tonight Show had ended 1 o'clock, and that was the end of television. They would play the national anthem. Some guy came in and said a prayer, and there was nothing there until like 6, 7 o'clock the next morning.
Yeah.
So, okay, I might as well go to bed because there's nothing to watch. Then Tom Snyder came on, did the Tomorrow Show from 1 to 2 o'clock, and then you did a rebroadcast of the local news after that. So, boy, yeah, it really cuts into your sleep because now you feel like I'm going to miss something if I turn off the television. And you said so many interesting things here that I need to go back because it's so important to everybody, all of us that fall into this sleep deprivation category. Let's take a brief look at sleep, how it affects our hormones and stress level. And that's something so many of us feel that we're under stress. We feel more stressed during the course of the day. Some of it may be from lack of sleep, I take it.
Absolutely. Now, Corinne Spiegel and her colleagues at the University of Chicago, they did a few studies, but one in particular, and they asked research participants to stay in bed, I wouldn't want to be in this study, for just 4 hours a night for 6 nights, then 12 hours a night for 7 nights. And when sleep deprived, blood sugars, cortisol, the sympathetic nervous system, activity rose, and then the thyrotropin, which regulates your thyroid function, fell. So in other words, the results of this study show that chronic sleep deprivation forces the body into that fight-or-flight response, pushing blood sugars and other hormone-related functions totally out of kilter. And we'll talk a little bit more later about cortisol, but when you have higher cortisol levels, that's one of the stress hormones, among other things, what happens? It leads to memory loss, an increase in fat storage, a decrease in muscle, and that's the perfect combination if you want to lower your metabolism and gain weight easily. But if you want to increase your muscle mass, we should all want that. And that's necessary if you want a fit, lean body. You need at least 8 hours of good, sound sleep nightly to encourage the muscle maintenance and growth and the release of that beautiful hormone called the human growth hormone, which is responsible for, among other things, to keep us youthful and strong. So to put this another way, in a very positive way, sleeping can make you slimmer and more fit.
We look all over for diet tips, and it could be as simple as what you're saying, if I fully understand it, a little more sleep could actually help us in terms of a diet process, losing some weight, making sure we don't fall into that obesity category.
Yeah, absolutely. That should be right there, top of the list.
So much more to talk about. We'll take a break and be back. We're talking about Sleepless in America with our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, holistic health expert. The books that we're talking about tonight, sort of indirectly, because she has great chapters in there on Sleepless, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, and Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. More with Dr. Susan right after these messages. Don't go away.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. That's 800-331-3981.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. That's 800-915-9058.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-380-4293, 800-380-4293. That's 800-380-4293.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, website susansmithjones.com. Follow her Twitter at Susan Smith-Jones. The topic is Sleepless in America. Does lack of sleep accelerate the aging process?
All right, great question. And yes, it does. In that same Spiegel study at the University of Chicago, the participants who slept only 4 hours per night for a week metabolized glucose 40% more slowly than usual. And that's similar to the rate seen in very elderly people. And glucose metabolism quickly returned to normal after getting the full night's sleep every night for a week.
That's just such powerful information there. And we're all looking for ways to lose weight, to slow down the aging process. It may be as simple to help it along as getting some extra sleep at night. I'll go back again over how do you know that you're sleep deprived? That's a good list, and we all, as you're going through there, doing mental checklist of, okay, I can check that, I can check that, I can check that. How do we know we're sleep-deprived? What is the key to letting us know we actually need more sleep?
Yes, well, if you fall asleep during a really good radio talk show interview, that would be a tip. And if you become sluggish, drowsy, or fatigued, particularly, Rick, after lunch or in the middle of the afternoon, you are sleep deprived. If you have difficulty getting up in the morning, you know, one of my clients basically sleeps through two really loud alarms, you're sleep deprived. So these are all little tips that you might be sleep deprived.
You hear people say, I know that I don't get enough during the week, but on weekends I catch up. Is it possible to catch up on sleep? And talk about the benefits of napping, which many people do during the course of a day or evening.
Yes, and you know what? You can't really catch up. Every hour you lose adds to your sleep indebtedness, and you cannot expect to catch up by sleeping in late one day a week. The lost sleep accumulates progressively and contributes to major long-term health problems that I mentioned before. And this doesn't just pertain to adults, because children and teens actually need, as mentioned, more sleep than adults. And sleep loss affects how they learn, increases their chance of accidents and depression, and their violent and aggressive behavior. There are a few enlightened businesses that are adopting a pioneering view that napping actually can promote productivity. However, remember, if you have insomnia, naps may not be the best thing for you. By taking the edge off your sleepiness, an afternoon nap might make it a little bit harder for you to go to sleep at night. But naps are also not recommended right after meals, and a lot of people have never known this before. It's natural, Rick, to want a nap after eating, because distension of the stomach from the meal increases the sleep deep drive, or the deep sleep drive, however you want to refer to it. And the problem is that if you overeat, the digestive process may interfere with the quality of your sleep, and conversely, sleep may interfere with the digestive process. So you're better off to allow digestion to occur before sleeping, as both digestion and sleep tend to work better when performed separately.
Let's go to one of the books I mentioned that you've written recently, Rave Reviews. Books are available, of course, at Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. Touching chapters in here on the topic today, Sleepless in America. And in the book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, you talk about exercise during the day, and one of the benefits, it helps you sleep better at night. Explain that connection.
Yeah, so really, if you have a problem sleeping at night, think about exercise. Are you a sedentary person, or are you exercising a little bit every day? Exercise helps you sleep better, but you don't want to engage in strenuous exercise too late at night because it will actually accelerate the body's metabolic rate, which will then remain revved up for a few hours, making it a little bit tougher to go to sleep. I am definitely a morning exercise person. I'm a morning person. I like to get it out of the way. Then I have no more excuses about exercise the rest of the day. But if by chance you have insomnia, exercising 4 hours before bedtime will help you sleep much better. But again, if you get some exercise in throughout the day, but not right before you go to sleep, that will help you sleep better at night.
Give us your thoughts on how to create the perfect environment in the bedroom conducive to sleeping. So many take their phones in there. So many have televisions that are on. We fall asleep watching the television. How do we create the perfect environment to go in, get a peaceful night's sleep?
All right, so this will be the abridged version. On my website, if you go to blog and find my sleep blog, that will be a little bit longer. And then, of course, I've got a whole chapter on my commandments to getting the best sleep and to sleep like a baby in Wired for High-Level Wellness. But here are some things you can do. I'll just run through them. Sleep in natural fiber pajamas and bed sheets, you know, your linens, your what you sleep in, because you sleep better that way. You want the bedroom to be dark and quiet. You want a little bit of fresh air, even if it's in the winter. And a green plant helps because it gives off oxygen and takes up carbon dioxide. You want the room to be cool if possible, and you want the pillow to be cool. What I sometimes do is I'll take a Ziploc bag filled with ice cubes. I'll put it on top of my pillow, and I'll remove it before I go to bed. The coolness on your face actually helps you sleep. 2 to 3 drops of the essential oil of lavender on a pillowcase or a diffuser next to the bed promotes relaxation and calmness. And, of course, you want a good mattress. You want a few good pillows. If you side sleep, put a spare pillow between your legs and under your knees when you're on your back. And it's really good, especially for women. Avoid sleeping on your stomach, on your front side, as it can lead to severe low back pain but a lot of wrinkles on your face.
How about electronics in the bedroom? Good, bad, in the middle? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, well, I think the bedroom should be for sleep and sex only. When you have the TV on at night, the light from the TV shuts down melatonin and makes it, if you wake up and the TV's on and you see the light, or if you get up, Rick, to go to the bathroom at night and you flash that light on brightly, it will shut down the melatonin. So it's much better to actually have no electronics in the bedroom at all.
So many people fall asleep on the couch. You get up, you sort of wake yourself up again. Is that sleep? If I fall asleep on the couch, have to get up, go through a 15-minute process to actually get into bed, how impactful is that on a good night's sleep?
It is better to get uninterrupted hours of sleep. Because you need to go through, this is all in my book, but you need to go through 5 REM cycles, and a REM cycle is usually 90 minutes. And then you need 5 of those cycles to get the optimum release of your human growth hormone.
So much great information. Sleepless in America, the topic of the program. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones, holistic health expert, PhD. Her website, very simple, all this information. And while you're there, information on the books that we talked about and so many more that Dr. Susan has written. Her website, SusanSmithJones.com. You'll follow her Twitter at Susan Smith Jones, and of course all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.